Cold Lake. A public hearing regarding the rezoning of land in a single detached residential neighborhood to accommodate a proposed multiplex development heard from a number of Cold Lake residents expressing concern about such a move. However, despite the pushback from residents, the amended land use bylaw was approved later that evening during the September 12 City of Cold Lake Council meeting. Some residents living in the neighborhood of 14th Avenue between 15th and 16th Street argued the plan to rezone four privately owned vacant lots from R1A residential, single detached, district to R3 medium density residential would come at a detriment to their much-loved area. The lots in question are surrounded on three sides by single-family units and the city's public works building is across the street. These types of properties invite trouble, one resident said of the proposed zoning change, adding he would prefer something that was more beneficial to the neighborhood, citing a playground, ice rink and additional parking as some options worthy of consideration. My property tax over the last 12 years has been $40,000 and I would like to see that go to some good use instead of bringing in people that really don't care about our community. Another resident suggested the city consider making a designated green space on 16th Street rather than building more housing. She said the area was not suitable for multifamily dwelling units, questioning, where are all those vehicles going to park? Also cited was concern the neighborhood is not set up for high traffic situations, and the development would only bring chaos to an already busy street. Residents also raised worries about the resale value of their home if the development was allowed to proceed. Administration noted that while residents may wish to see the property as a green space for families to enjoy, it is privately owned, and the owner could proceed at any time to develop the four lots with single-family dwellings within its current zoning designation. In background information to council, administration also noted that the proposed rezoning would be compatible with the existing and proposed land uses in the surrounding neighborhood, and would encourage gentle density. Prior to the area being zoned R1A residential, it was originally planned for duplex lots, administration explained to council during its deliberations on the rezoning. In response to questions from council including what on-site parking might look like, and if the development could utilize the back alley for access, administration clarified that no development application has been received by the city, and that the scope of the council debate at this point was to consider the designation of R3 zoning for the land in question. Put to second and third reading, the rezoning bylaw received the support of 5 members of council with 1 opposed. Mayor Craig Copeland was not in attendance at last Tuesday's meeting.